especially third day, right, the day of transformation, how far you actually come. Yeah, I could see the big difference, and I could see how much we are standing in our own ways, how much our fears are holding us back.
This is episode 3 of the Tony Robbins Impact Podcast. Today I'm talking with Eugenia Nikiforo, who made her way to Tony Robbins in Sydney last year with no real expectations. Her massive goal was just to get there. And after leaving the event, she launched her online coaching program, which is something that she'd been putting off for a couple of years. And she also had some other huge revelations there, and she shares them with me today. So enjoy the episode.
Thanks, Eugenia, for joining me.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Obviously today we're talking mainly about the impact that Tony Robbins has had on you. He certainly had a massive effect on my life, and 5 months later I'm still feeling it. So I really wanted to share some more stories with other people, and just out of interest, when did you sort of first come across Tony's work, and what seminars have you been to?
I think the first time maybe around sort of 3 years ago. I can't quite remember how exactly. I think once you start kind of with your personal development, at some point you come across Tony. And I think that's what's happening, what's happened. And then I was just watching a lot of YouTube videos. And then it was his Date with Destiny that came out on Netflix.
Yes.
And yeah, so when I saw that, he sold it to me, basically. That's when I realized, right, I have to go.
Yeah, it's quite powerful.
Yes.
Sure. So then you attended You Unleash the Power Within?
Yeah. So last year, about this time of the year last year, I just made the goal for myself. It doesn't matter where I have to go, even if it's in US somewhere. I'm just going to go. I'd have to see him. I have to experience what it is all about. And yeah, so I set the goal, basically. I didn't know what exactly, was it Date with Destiny or UPW. I kind of didn't have an idea what I'm going to do. All I wrote down, basically, in my goal planner, I'm going to see Tony, and that's about it. Doesn't matter where, what. And then I think, yeah, and then I think it was a week later that something popped up on social media. I mean, you know, apparently they're listening to your thoughts.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, so something popped up, basically, and I realized, oh my God, I don't need to go to US, actually. It's in Sydney, so I'm just going to join him. So, yeah, I immediately bought tickets and had to wait then for, 7 months or something? Eight months?
That's actually a long wait.
Yeah.
And what did you expect to get out of it? I guess it's hard to explain if someone hasn't experienced it in words, because it's more emotional than anything. But what were your expectations going into Unleash the Power Within?
Well, you know, I remember when I arrived there, and obviously you meet a lot of very excited people, and a lot of people ask me, so what do you want to take away from this? What are you expecting? And the thing is, I didn't expect anything. My goal was to get there. So before even the seminar started, the fact that I was in Sydney, I bought the tickets and I was there at the venue. I already achieved everything.
Yeah, it was almost the finish line.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember walking in feeling like what is going on here. And by the end of day four, I was, you know, hugging everyone. So it's a wonderful experience. And I mean, you said to me before the interview that your partner says you're a walking motivational speaker. Have you always been, or is this something that's sort of changed in you?
I think it's been since I really started kind of looking into self-development. And for me, since I started working for myself, I had to change my mindset, or let's say even develop my mindset. I've been always very driven, very motivated, very hardworking. But I think, yeah, when you work for yourself, you have to, there's nobody who kicks your ass, right? You have to kick your own ass, basically.
Of course, yeah.
And I think kind of since I started looking into and listening to Tony's speeches and talks and videos, I think I really started living and breathing it. And to me, it comes almost, some comes more natural than other things. So I think that's why it's just natural that I speak about it. And if I hear someone having self-limiting beliefs and stories that are holding them back, I just can't help myself.
You have to step in.
Yeah, kind of step in. And I'm a coach. It's my profession, right? So and psychology background as well. I just can't help myself to step into who I am and how I am and what my profession is. So I think that's kind of where it's coming from.
Do you think after that 4 days at UPW, it was highlighted? Even though it was already there, it sort of came out a bit more?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I think, like, even though I said, you know, I went in without any expectations, I was absolutely very open. And I think maybe that was kind of the best thing, that I didn't have any expectations. And then going through and then seeing at the end of the, especially third day, right, the day of transformation, how far you actually come. I could see the big difference, and I could see how much we are standing in our own ways, how much our fears are holding us back. So
that's one of the biggest things that I got out of it, out of the seminar, was exactly that. It was basically everything boils down to what you believe. And it's just, it's such an eye opener having that exposed, realizing that everything that you're saying you can't do in your life is, it's no one else but yourself.
Yes, it's on the one hand, it can be scary, I can imagine, to some people, because you can't blame anyone, you can't blame circumstances, right?
For
it's
sure.
Really all up to you. But at the same time, I find it just feels so empowering, because I know it's not up to anyone else. It's really up to me. And I have experienced it myself. You probably as well. We were talking about the Dickens process. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, the Dickens process, yes.
The Dickens process, yes. So once I've experienced that, and then I come back, and then we talked a little bit before the actual interview. I was procrastinating out of fear for 2 years to launch my program, and then after the seminar I came back, and it's like boom, you know, it came through me, and I launched the program exactly the way I wanted. And that was just the best example. Once you break those limiting beliefs and the stories, you can do almost anything, really.
Of course, yeah. And what unlocked for you? I remember you telling me that basically something that you had been putting off for a long period of time felt so easy after the seminar. What was it exactly that unlocked for you, I guess, mentally to just go and do it?
I remember what I loved about what Tony did is once you identify the story, yeah, that one or two or three limiting beliefs that you keep telling yourself over and over again, and this is what is keeping you trapped. And I think once I've identified it, and then if you remember, we had to yell it out in so many ways, put your finger in your nose, right? Saying it like this, and then with a very sexy voice behind you, in so many ways. And once you've kind of said it out loud, that one limiting belief that I had, I mean, I still have more, but that one specific one that was keeping me trapped. I think I came out. Sometimes it's still coming out. Sometimes I still can hear that voice, but I no longer act on it. I no longer believe in it. It's just a random voice, like someone would yell out on the side of the street, "I see the color yellow," and you just go, "So?"
So you're more aware of the stories coming up or the limiting beliefs, and you can see them more clearly.
Yes, and you're not buying into it anymore. It doesn't, you're not emotionally attached, you're not attached to it whatsoever. It's just few words that are meaningless.
I think this, like I remember Tony said in the seminar, that the stronger the emotional reaction in an experience, the more likely it's to, well, he says that it's, you can permanently change something, the stronger the emotional, that's kind of with the Dickens process, how we felt, inciting pain to move forward. So it was just, it was phenomenal, wasn't it?
It was powerful. I think day three, so for someone who hasn't been there before and kind of doesn't know what to expect, so I really expect day three is going to be powerful.
Yes, yeah, of course. It felt like it couldn't get any more powerful after the first couple of days, but yeah, that sort of took it to another level. So what, like you've mentioned that you had been putting something off with your coaching program for a couple of years, and afterwards, after UPW, you just went and did it. What other sort of practical things or strategies have you implemented into your life since UPW?
His morning priming exercise, I personally absolutely love it. So I sit down in the morning and do my gratitude, do my focus on what needs to heal, to be healed. It can be emotions or sometimes courage or whatever it is for me. And also really visualizing what am I focusing on? What are the three things that I want to have achieved to thrive? So that morning priming exercise, I think, is very, very powerful.
For sure.
So that's something that I'm doing on a regular basis. I must say that after UPW, I did it every day. At some point, it kind of slipped, but I then got back because I realized, oh my God, it's a big difference if I don't do it. So I got back into it.
I have a very similar experience of that. Yeah, I did it every day and then it slipped for a while. And now I'm back into it. I think the thing for me was the gratitude, like waking up in the morning and instantly reminding yourself of all of the things that, or three things as the exercise goes, to feel grateful for, is it's just a great starting point for the day, I think.
It's funny that you say that because today I had a consultation with a client of mine who had depression for over 10 years. I've been working with him for I think maybe 2 months, something like that. And gratitude was one of the exercises that I got him to do every day, but twice a day, morning and nighttime. And I have noticed and that he got like he would come in and he's so much happier. I can feel his energy. And he said that his mom, because he's still living with his mom, said to him, "You are so much better." So today I ask him, what is the one thing you think that has helped you to get over your depression, or at least to feel so much better and so be so much more active and exercise more now? He said it was that gratitude. Gratitude is what really keeping him motivated, more focused, and more aligned with who he is. So it's simple. It's such a simple tool, but yet so powerful.
It is, and I mean, I've done gratitude writing before, but there's something really powerful about the priming. I think the movement before, and just the sort of energy that's in your body when you feel grateful for something. It's just a constant reminder, like, because sometimes we can be working on our businesses or relationships, health, and forgetting all of the things that are already in our life.
And what I love what he's saying is, what are you grateful for, or what can you choose to be grateful for? And I think that's when I realized, sometimes we get so upset about, let's say, an argument with your partner. But if you wanted to, if you chose, you can actually be grateful for it. Why? Because first of all, the person might not be there at some one day, and you would wish to have that last argument together.
Yes, that's a wonderful way of putting it. Choosing what we experience. It's
Yes. And then also, what do you learn from this, right? You can learn from any circumstance or anything that's happening, that on the one hand you feel like, God, it's uncomfortable, but at the same time, if I choose to be grateful, I can be grateful even for that, because I'm learning so much out from it.
that's a great way to put it. Aside from feeling wonderful after Unleash the Power Within and getting your business to where you want it to be, well, where you wanted it to be afterwards, what else has been? It's been 5 or 6 months now. Have you had a good positive experience the whole way through, or has there been some challenges, sort of mentally and emotionally, since the event?
Definitely, definitely challenges, because I find he gets you. So when I say he is Tony, well, actually they, Tony and all his speakers, they, I find, get you to such a point where you feel like you can do anything and everything, and you can achieve all your goals without any problems. That's how I felt anyway. It's like I'm unlimited, and then you get back home, and then you got back into your work, and then actually then you realize, wow, mindset motivation is one thing, but then now you have to take actions, and they are massive actions, and sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't, and sometimes you achieve your goals, sometimes you don't. And I think what's happening at some point happened, that I almost, I don't know, was kind of up there in the sky, right? Feeling like I can't get anything done. And then I think I kind of have started having these fears, but what if not?
I can totally relate to you there.
Yeah.
It's
So I think those fears, what if not? What if it's a gimmick? What if I set the bar too high? And that is where you have to apply what you learn, which is working on your mindset and on your, what does Tony say? I can't think of the word. So basically, changing your physiology, changing your mindset, change your focus, changing your state. That's the word I'm looking for.
State,
Yeah.
yes.
That's it. Yeah. So that's where you have to apply, because it's easy, to be motivated when you're already kind of high out there. Yeah. But when things don't go as planned, that's when you have to apply what you learn to work on your state.
For sure, because it can, like you said, after being in that really high state at the event, and
Yeah.
sky high, you can achieve anything. when little challenges creep in, if you don't get back into state or if you don't find that confidence again, I've found it in myself. I've slipped back into old patterns, and I can see them coming in, gradually creeping in these old patterns. And I go, hang on, no. For me, it's going for a run. I'll go for a run, and I feel much better. So that's obviously physiology, as he says. And it's interesting, isn't it? You can kind of see it all more clearly after this kind of experience. So just before I ask my last question, what is your business and where can people get a little bit more information about what you do?
Yeah, so I'm a body, mind, and mind transformation coach, and I help women and men to overcome binge eating and emotional eating, help them to develop an easy and healthy relationship with food. And yeah, have a life really fueled by freedom instead of weight challenges and food obsession. So anything that's kind of with eating psychology, that's my jam.
Wonderful.
You ask where people can find me. So it's on mindfoodness, so like the word mindfulness, but it's mindfoodness.nz. And obviously on Facebook under my name, Eugenia Nikiforo, or just Mindfoodness.
Very cool. I love your work. I know a lot of people who could benefit from it.
Thank you.
My last question. So if you had to leave the world and your loved ones with one piece of advice for life or a quote, what would it be?
Right, you didn't prepare me for that.
I should have warned you for this one.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, one piece of advice. Maybe that's where I could have asked my partner. So, what is it, the one thing that I keep telling you? I think seriously, follow your intuition. Your intuition. We are born with intuition, and our intuition is always telling us what is right and what is wrong. But a lot of the time, we are scared to follow that our intuition because we're scared of what are people going to say. We're scared, am I going to make money? Am I going to be approved by other people? So I think that's a lot of the time the problem. And I think when we follow our intuition, it's always telling us what is the right path. And to follow our dreams, to follow our passion. I mean, yeah, like today I read a quote actually. If you are an accountant and if your heart is in painting, go and do painting, because you will be living in a state of pain the whole time if you're staying in accountancy.
Of course, and if you try and push it away for too long, it'll eventually catch up on you.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, seriously, like how many times do I think we have one life?
For sure.
And it goes so fast. And think about this, you're on your rocking chair, you are like 102 years old, right? And you're on your rocking chair and looking back. And imagine regretting that you didn't go and follow your dream. You didn't try and start your own business. I mean, it's the worst thing ever to regret. So,
for sure, I can totally relate to you there. I think about that a lot, especially since going to see Tony. He highlighted a lot of issues for me. And one of them was I kind of used some of his tools to look forward and think, what if I didn't act on my, like you said, like your intuition or your gut, and actually go for things. Like I was so afraid of failure before that. I mean, even doing this interview would have been, I just wouldn't have attempted it, or I wouldn't have pursued it because I'd be worried that it would be not perfect. So I totally agree with you. Follow your intuition. That's a lovely way to end. Thank you, Eugenia, for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. I seriously believe that it's amazing what you do. I think it's really, really great, this podcast, because before UPW, I was looking for information and it really wasn't sure what to expect. And I think if I knew that there is a podcast, I would actually listen to some of the stories. And I mean, Tony has to pay you, seriously, because you will be helping so many people to actually buy those tickets.
I hope I can interview him one day. That would be a dream.
Yeah, so my dream is Tony knows me. So I mean, he was already shaking my hand.
I saw that. I should mention that actually. I remember during the conference, he did interact with you. That must have been surreal. How was that?
Oh my God. I mean, if you look at the pictures, obviously you can see I was in heaven. Little girl's dream has come true. But you know what? Even that is not luck, because since I bought the tickets, I was visualizing every day that I'm going to speak to him. It was all manifested. So,
Wow, that's amazing.
yeah. So, again, you know, seriously, set your goal and make it come true.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.